The House defeats the Farm Bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Coming off the recent passage of the Farm Bill by the U.S. Senate, there was much anticipation for the same in the House of Representatives, but the votes weren't there. And now back to the drawing board. The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
234 no's versus 195 ayes meant the House Farm Bill went down in defeat.
It's a big shock. Early this morning, I think most people would have predicted we had the vote for final passage today, and we would have the Senate and the House working on some kind of a conference committee soon.
Instead, it's back to the drawing board. American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the bill was a good compromise. No one got everything they wanted, but she speculates it was provisions that deal with food stamps, not farming, that killed the bill.
The food stamp program was really the key to whether this bill could pass. You had a lot of Republicans who wanted way more than $20 billion in cuts, and you had a lot of Democrats who wanted no cuts.
In the end, new work requirements for people receiving food stamps probably pushed some Democrats to vote no, and Republicans who wanted still more reform on that program joined them. So the big question is, now what?
Nobody really knows now what. Hopefully we'll find a way to bring this bill back up, to tweak it enough that we can make everybody happy and get it done and we can go to conference, but it won't be easy.
Until that happens, a new and improved safety net for the people who grow our nation's food is in a holding pattern. Jonna Miller, Washington.
Six of Tennessee's nine representatives voted in favor of the Farm Bill. Representatives Jim Cooper, Steve Cohen, and John Duncan opposed the legislation. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says,
We're just hoping that we can work with them and come up with some kind of compromise that everyone can accept. But I certainly feel that most of Congress supports agriculture and wants to do what's right.
Another uphill climb for the Farm Bill. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.